And welcome back to Ravens Report. Time for Game Plan Offense. We may not know much about this Minnesota Vikings defense, unfamiliar, but Coach Caldwell, very familiar with your counterpart, defensive coordinator Alan Williams. 10, 11 years together. What does that tell you? Does it help a little bit?
Well, you know, I think we get a feel for, you know, what he likes, you know, through the years, having worked with him at Tampa and then 10 years at Indy as well. You know, Alan's a very bright guy, you know, understands defense extremely well. He's got the great benefit of having worked with the Tony Dungy system, but then also, you know, Leslie Frazier has his own system and his own roots through Jim Johnson, and et cetera. So he's been able to blend both, so he presents quite a challenge for you.
Their pass defense statistics are not very good. On the run side, though, they are very good. Share with us what they like to do to try to stop that running game.
Well, one of the things I think without question that you will find out very, very quickly is the fact that, you know, don't get fooled by the numbers. Statistics oftentimes don't tell you the full story. This team has a very, very sound front four that plays extremely well, and you can see their gap-oriented assignment sort of a defense where they take care of their areas of responsibility and they run to the ball well. The object of this defense is to keep the ball running parallel to the line of scrimmage and let the guys who can run from inside out make plays. So as you see here with both Mitchell coming up and Rhodes as well filling in late there to make the tackle, these guys hustle extremely well. Guyan is a very good player. Williams is a good player. Obviously, we know Jared Allen can play up front. And then Robeson does a tremendous job of really effort and hustle. You know, they do, I think, a fine job of stopping the run.
So that's on a stretch play. How about when they're more in a conventional, what we see in that one back set?
Well, you know, what they try and do more often than not is they're going to put more folks there than you can basically handle in terms of your scheme. If you have seven blockers, they're going to have eight. If you have six blockers, they're going to have seven for the most part. So they outnumber you. They give you some problems, make you throw the ball when you don't necessarily want to in certain situations. And they have guys that obviously we talked about previously can really run to the ball.
So if you talk about throwing the ball in situations where you may not be happy throwing the football, the final play you're going to share with us is, again, a red zone passing opportunity and really a brilliant play by a safety.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, it's only been a couple, but nevertheless, I think they lead the league or up there near the top in terms of takeaways down in this particular area. Here's an example of why they do a good job of playing coverage. They match up with your receivers well as they spread you out, and they have two deep safeties. And Sanford does a nice job here playing the ball and making a pick. And, you know, when you turn the ball over down there in scoring territory, that's a big, big boost for the defense.
Jaren Allen's had double-digit sacks every year since 06 until this year, 6.5. Is it him? Is he getting doubled? What are you seeing on tape about Jaren Allen?
Well, obviously, he's one of those individuals that you have to make certain you know where he is on the field. And a lot of teams do several things to kind of keep him at bay. His counterpart on the other side has kind of taken up the slack a little bit. They both, between them, have 12 sacks. They're formidable rushers. Jared Allen is one guy that you have to make certain that you do a good job of protecting against and give him a little help when needed.
All right, have a good time. The third straight home game at M&T Bank Stadium on Sunday. Back to you, Jerry Sandusky.
Of course, the Ravens have plenty of their own pass rush pressure and stars. And one of the guys who applies the heat off the edge, Elvis Dumervil, joins us next as we continue on Ravens Report.